What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 192 of Strong the Iron Will Way. So last night, it is about, I don't know, 4 or 5 days post Thanksgiving. You'll see why that's important in a minute. So last night, my wife comes upstairs and comes in the bedroom, and I'm standing on the scale. She kind of smiles and looks at me as I get off it. She's like, "So where are we now?" I'm like, "What do you mean?" She goes, "How big are you now?" And I was like, 212. So she kind of smirks and she's like, "Where are you going with this?" And I was like, "What are you talking about?" So first of all, funny thing here is, you know, men and women, well, I shouldn't say men and women, but generally speaking, men and women, but you could also put it as people looking to gain weight or lose weight. It's just such a different mentality. So there was a time a few weeks ago we had gone out to eat, came home, and I was on the scale, and she came in and saw me. She's like, "Oh, you checking your weight?" And I was laughing because she thought, you know, I was like, "Oh my God, I ate so much and I'm afraid to see what I weigh." When meanwhile, I'm like, "Ooh, I just ate a ton. Let me see what I weigh, because I bet I'm like 2 pounds heavier than I was this morning." So it's all about kind of like your own psychology and, you know, what you attach to that number on the scale and obviously your goals. So anyway, this kind of leads into a couple different points I wanted to make on this topic. So when she asked me where we're going, I said, "I don't know, you know, the usual." She's like, "Well, what does that mean, the usual?" And this is where it's so funny, because for her and for many people, you know, people are striving to kind of see that number on the scale go down, be smaller, be leaner, slimmer, whatever you want to call it. You know, for me, it's kind of the opposite. When I get on that scale, if I see it going up, I'm pretty much happy. And the funny part about that is it's almost regardless of whether that's like going up in a good way or a bad way. Meaning, you know, coming home from Thanksgiving, we were away for 4 or 5 days, ate really like crap and lots of calories and not good, and did not exercise at all. So came back 6 pounds heavier. So clearly it wasn't like I added 6 pounds of lean muscle mass, right? But I was still happy with that because I just like seeing the scale go up. Now I get into why in a minute. So another thing to kind of note there is that even though I gained 6 pounds on my Thanksgiving break, it almost looks like it's muscle, because your muscles store glycogen, carbohydrates, sugar in the muscles, and they draw water in. Carbohydrates, when they're stored in your muscles, draw water in with it. I forget the exact ratio, but there's a certain ratio of, you know, grams of carbohydrate to grams of water when they go into your muscles. So this is why, you know, when you eat a bunch of carbs and you'll kind of gain weight almost overnight, if you have a decent amount of muscle mass, a lot of it will go into your muscle mass and kind of make your muscles appear to be bigger for the time being. They're kind of inflated. If you eat low carbohydrates for a period of time and you kind of deplete the muscles of those carbohydrates, the water will also go out of the muscles and you'll kind of lose that kind of bulging muscle appearance. So this is why somebody who's got a high degree of muscle mass can really change their appearance over a couple days just by eating a ton of carbs or lower carbs. That doesn't happen so much with people who aren't as developed. So when a normal person tries to do that, they don't see that big of a change as someone who's well developed. So anyway, that's just interesting to note, is how, you know, I've been training the same kind of way for a long time, but I can dramatically change how quote-unquote big I look just by what I'm eating, the type of foods, and the amount. So this should speak to somebody who's looking to add size and get bigger and heavier. You know, train for strength and hypertrophy and eat a shit ton. I mean, way more than you're comfortable doing if you're trying to get bigger. That's number one. If you are trying to get leaner and smaller, you can train the same way. You just need to eat, obviously, much differently, reduced calories and controlled carbohydrates. So back to the original question, you know, when she said, "Where are you going with this?" and, you know, why, it kind of struck me that not everybody will understand everyone else's goals and or reasons for having those goals, and that's okay. And I think it's important because I think we have a tendency to put our own shit on other people's plates and expect them to understand. So I think everybody that undertakes, you know, a vigorous strength training, I'd say almost any kind of exercise program, but specifically one designed to kind of change the way you look and feel, like strength training or bodybuilding or anything like that, I think there's always a reason for it, right? Not everybody's going to be able to connect with that reason. Not everybody's going to admit that reason out loud. But there's always a pretty big reason, because if there wasn't a big reason, a big why, which we talk about a lot, why the hell would we do this, right? It's a lot of work. It's a lot of pain. It's a lot of time. If it wasn't very important to us to get the result we're looking for, we just wouldn't do it, right? So it's usually tied into some pretty deep shit. So for me, I'm always, and probably till the day I die, trying to be bigger and stronger. And to me, that is no big surprise, because if you know me in person, I'm 5'6" on a good day. My wife will laugh, because when I met with our first date, I had boots on, so I told her I was 5'8", but you know, she didn't know I was counting the boots. So my whole life, from, I don't know, my first kind of, you know, I don't know, probably like around a 10 years old age, all the way through, God, probably my early 20s, I can just remember always being some degree of like physically intimidated in almost all circumstances. Okay, so what I mean by that is, pick something, right? On my sports teams, baseball teams, hockey teams, I was always one of the smaller guys. So you get put in the smaller guy positions, you get put in the smaller guy batting order, you get put in the smaller guy place in fucking pictures, right? Like, I remember even always being in the front for the pictures. Relationships, you have a girlfriend, and her ex-boyfriend always, my girlfriends always seemed to have ex-boyfriends that were really good wrestlers and the best guys on the team. That sucked. You go to parties, and everybody is taller than you and bigger than you, and there were a lot of situations where it was, I don't know, just growing up and being a teenager in your 20s, there's always kind of potential for scuffles and fights and arguments, and, you know, being one of the smaller guys in the room is never a good feeling, particularly prior to having learned any kind of boxing, self-defense, martial arts. So you kind of live in this world of intimidation. You know, you find out your new girlfriend's brother is a bodybuilder, and you got to go meet this guy. So it was always on my mind that I wished I was bigger and stronger and didn't constantly feel this way around people and around situations. So when I discovered weight training and bodybuilding, all that changed. You know, clearly, I was never able to push up past 5'6", but getting bigger and physically stronger just helped me so much with my confidence and my ability to kind of move through the world and not be intimidated in circumstances where I previously would have, right? This bleeds into everything. You know, if you kind of walk around insecure about anything, that affects, you know, you go to a job interview, you're not confident. You know, clearly I'm not worried about my physical stature in a job interview necessarily, right? Because I don't have to physically fight the guy interviewing me. I'm not going to be, you know, posing in front of him. But there's still a degree of, if something makes you lack confidence, that's going to affect you in a job interview. That's going to affect you in school. That's going to affect you in just everyday life. So to me, once I figured out that I can use this tool, bodybuilding and weight training, to become bigger, become stronger, to develop self-confidence, that self-confidence carried over to every area, carried over into sports, carried over into relationships, carried over into jobs, and just rolling through the world. So seeing that and feeling that and how hardwired that stuff is, because that's how I spent so much of my adolescence, That's never going to go away. So obviously I walk through the world differently now, but that little dude is still in there, okay? So that's constantly what I'm working on, is kind of maintaining that level of strength and muscle that allows me to be confident. And I'm aware enough now that that's not going to change. Like it doesn't matter, kind of, but to me it does matter, if that makes any sense. So it makes me feel better and walk through the world better, and that's why I do it, and I'm going to keep doing it. And to some people that might seem like not make a lot of sense, but I think if someone is honest with themselves, they will see, as they're, you know, we see it all the time, people that get addicted and love this strength training, it's because it makes them feel good, it makes them feel confident. So maybe that person grew up feeling vulnerable, feeling weak, feeling that they didn't have control of their life, and that doesn't always mean physical. It could have been a mental, emotional bad situation, but they see how strong they can become, that they can own their kind of destiny in the gym and really be empowered. We talk about empowerment by strength, through strength, a lot. They can be empowered. They never want to stop because it makes them to feel good. Same thing, someone that grew up constantly feeling overweight or unattractive or whatever starts to lose weight, starts to look better. It just feels good, right? So there's all these kind of deep-seated reasons where other people, and I think that's why my wife always asks me the question, because she'll say, well, you look good, like you're good. Why you got to get work on big bigger? It's really just something that I do for me, and I couldn't just stop lifting right now and like just be normal and then be okay with it. That's just not how it works. So I think when you have something like that that's deep down inside, you know, I just embrace it. That's who gives a shit, you know, whatever your reasons are for wanting to be bigger or smaller or skinnier or heavier or get your fucking hair done, like if it makes you feel better and it proves your confidence and the way you walk through the world, and good for you, go for it. Good that you found something that helps. Now, along those same lines, and this is what I kind of want to blend this in, I wanted to talk yesterday, and I'm glad I waited till today because it kind of ties in well, about, you know, the danger of kind of comparison, right? So, you know, when I'm working out and getting stronger and trying to get bigger or whatever, I'm not comparing myself necessarily to other people. I'm not trying to be bigger or stronger than somebody else. It's just always against the old me that was insecure and wasn't happy. But it's easy to sometimes now kind of check myself against other people, especially since I surround myself with a lot of people who are stronger and bigger than me. It's easy to get kind of like down about, oh man, you know, I'm proud of myself for doing this weight, but I'm around all these people that could do this weight 50 times. And the key to remember there is, again, this is very individual. You know, you got to think about, you guys have heard me talk about Greg Knorr a lot, but Greg is a world record holding power lifter, okay? And Greg and I talk a lot, and I'm very aware of Greg's strength. So for me to even consider my strength next to his strength is just stupid, because this is a guy that is literally one of the strongest guys on the planet. And what's important to remember is where we all started. So this guy, when he was like, I don't know, probably 16 or 18, I bet it was 16, was considerably bigger than I am, and stronger than when he first, the first time he deadlifted, the first time he bench pressed, I'm quite certain he was stronger than I am at those lifts now. So let's let that sink in for a minute. The first time he did these things, just to try them, he was stronger, or pretty much as strong as I am right now. And I've been doing this for a long time, okay? So I cannot by any means compare myself to that human being, because that's just the way it is, dude. Like, I can't compare myself to someone that's 6'5 and their ability to dunk a basketball. Like, you can always get better at certain things, but there's some point of acceptance, right? So what I'm learning to do, and I want to encourage you guys to do, is let's just keep that with that example. So Greg, you know, deadlifted over 400 pounds probably his first time. You know, bench pressed probably over 300 pounds his first time. Now, I remember learning how to bench press, and I couldn't wait to be able to put the big plates on the sides of the bar, which would make the bar 135 pounds. So let's say my beginning bench presses were 100 pounds. Okay, so this guy was three times stronger than me right from the get-go, right from just from scratch, okay? So the fact that I can even stand in the same room with him and not be embarrassed. Even talk about the thing, even be in the same kind of world together, is a big deal, right? Because we're talking about a guy who came from just born to be this big, strong monster, and then me kind of coming from the opposite, right? So I'm trying to learn to embrace, hey, for a small, skinny dude, I'm doing pretty good, right? And again, for him, for a guy that was born big and strong, he's doing pretty damn good too, because he's maximized that. So I just want you to keep that in mind, because it's very easy to start this journey to get better for just you. But then once you get into it, again, just like other things, anything else, we have a tendency to be competitive and compare. And there are facets of that that are good, that'll keep you pushing and keep you from getting complacent. It can be inspiring, to be around people who are stronger and farther along in the journey than you are. But it can also be discouraging if you let it be. So I would encourage you to remember, unless you are a competitive athlete, which I would bet most of you listening to this are not, it's not about comparing yourself to others at this point. Use others who are around you or you're exposed to that are a little farther along than you for inspiration and motivation and all that good stuff, but please try to resist comparing, because that is a sure, there's an expression, I don't remember what it is, I think it's something along the lines of comparison is the thief of joy, but it's pretty true, right? So kind of, when you're starting to do that, rather than compare yourself to the person next to you who you don't know where they started, how long they've been doing it, what kind of genetic gifts they had, compare yourself to you when you first started. Look up your numbers, look up your how you felt, think about how you looked and felt back then and compare yourself to that, or definitely not somebody else. All right, guys, I hope that makes sense. I hope that helps. And you want to drop me a line or ask me a question, give me a topic for a future podcast, that would be helpful. We're up to 192 now. So any ideas are helpful. Scott@ironmillstrength.com is my email, and talk to you soon.